but to stay positive. She gently caressed his face with the back of her hand as she remembered the first time she saw Sam. She smiled when she thought of him as a burden back then. She knew he could not hold this on against superhumans, and yet he survived, despite being extremely new at the adventuring thing. How far he had come since then. His determination and inability to recognize failure brought him to where he was. She needed every bit of his experience if she was going to finish the mission, and at the same time, still breathing. Not only would Akava have to fight the greatest battle of her life, but she had to do it while carrying her first child. Her lineage had to continue, no matter what. Akava shook her head as she realized everything really did happen for a reason. It was all supposed to be as it was. She knew that somehow it would all work out. She just was not sure how. Her love for Sam and the ability they had to work together was about to be tested. First, he had to wake up. His moans got her attention. After a while, he slowly sat up. He looked embarrassed. I feel stupid. I mean, wow, how long was I out? Going on 2 hours, she replied nonchalantly. I assumed that part of it was just your body needed rest. I hope you're well rested now. Well rested, he repeated. Is that all you have to say? Don't you think we have something else to talk about? She smiled as she helped him to his feet. It's obvious that we must first discuss it, or it will weigh on us through our mission. He narrowed his eyes at her with surprise. I would hope that it would be something that we both wanted to talk about. I don't know how you found out about your pregnancy by simply touching the Ark of the Covenant, but it is what it is. It is what it is, she repeated with a touch of disgust. You act like this is an inconvenience. Not so much an inconvenience as a game changer, he replied, without sounding cold. You can't be that involved in the upcoming mission since you're preg. He stopped in mid-sentence as he realized what the real issue was. A huge smile crept over his face as his eyes lit up. You're pregnant with my child. Akava could not help but smile herself. She knew that the concept of fatherhood finally hit Sam. Yes, I believe I am. Sam's smile faded almost as quickly as it appeared. He thought about the Ark. How do we know that the Ark is accurate when diagnosing pregnancy? Akava laughed, not sure if he was joking or not. If you can't trust the Ark of the Covenant, then I'm not sure who you can trust. What if you get hurt? He queried, without allowing any pause after her statement. That's a distinct possibility. Yes, she replied with a frustrated tone. If we're going to even hope for a chance at success, then we need to be on the same page. There seems to be only one page. Any dissension will destroy us. That's why we need to clear this up now. She had a serious look. Not much to clear. His tone was firm. She said, this is not something that we can leave alone. If we go into battle and you worry too much about the baby, then all is lost. You must trust that God can protect our unborn baby as well as us. I know, he exclaimed, showing his own frustration. You know me, Akava. I am a worrier, especially now that I know that for the first time in my life, I am going to be a father. For the first time in my life, I'm going to be a mother, she flinched when she said it. It was almost as if her being pregnant was just told to her. She tried to shake off the distraction. I am more than pleased and happy that I am carrying your child, Sam. What kind of world are we planning to bring our child into? If I take it easy, our child could be born into a world that we are not proud of. I can't do that to her. Her? Sam asked, stunned. You already know the sex of the child? Did the Ark give you that information too? She shook her head. No, I am pretty good at doing math. If you think hard, you'll see it as well. Think about what? Girls are conceived a few days earlier in the month than boys are. So what we are going to do, he asked, avoiding the previous topic. Akava placed her hands on his shoulders and stepped